Where do you stand on climate policies that are being enacted right now? There is a difference between environmentalism and climate change. Where do you stand on all of that? And what types of policies do you support or?
Climate issues and pollution issues are being exploited by, the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and all of these big, mega billionaires, the same way that COVID was exploited, to use it as an excuse to clamp down top-down totalitarian controls on society and then to give us engineering solutions. And if you look closely, as it turns out, the guys who are promoting those engineering solutions are the people who own the IPs, the patents for those solutions. Oh, it's a way, it's there. It's being used. They've given climate chaos a bad name, because people now see that it's just another crisis that's being used to strip mine the wealth of the poor and to enrich billionaires. And I for 40 years have had the same policy on climate and engineering. You can go check my speeches from the 1980s, and I've said the most important solution for environmental issues is not top-down controls, it's free market capitalism. You we, it, and by that the re and what we have in this country now is not free market capitalism, it's corporate crony capitalism. It's capital, it's cushy kind of socialism for the rich and a brutal, barbaric, merciless capitalism for the poor. A true free market promotes efficiency, and efficiency means the elimination of waste, and pollution is waste. In a true free market, you can't. A true free market would require us to properly value our natural resources, and it's the undervaluation of those resources that cause us to use them wastefully. In a true free market, you can't make yourself rich without making your neighbors rich and without enriching your community. But what polluters do is they make themselves rich by making everybody else poor. They raise standards of living for themselves by lowering quality of life for the rest of us, and they do that by escaping the discipline of the free market. You show me a polluter, I'll show you a subsidy. I'll show you a fat cat using political clout to escape the discipline of the free market and force the public to pay its production costs. So, in terms of carbon industry, all of the things that people are trying to do to promote to end carbon, we should be doing anyway, because carbon means cutting down all of the mountains in West Virginia. It means we polluted 2,200 miles of rivers and streams in eastern Kentucky and West Virginia. Every freshwater fish in America now has mercury in its flesh from coal burning power plants. That is a theft from the public. The waterways and lakes on the Appalachian, on the high Appalachian, every one of them is now sterilized from acid rain. We need to be reducing, whether you believe in climate change or not, carbon-based climate change, we need to be reducing our dependence on carbon. Carbon receives globally about $5.2 trillion in subsidies a year. If you end those subsidies, carbon cannot compete against more efficient and cleaner energy sources. And that's what we should be doing. We should be ending subsidies for the carbon industry. And we should be using true free market capitalism and finding the most efficient sources of energy.